Hello, my team. How are we today? So in this little short, sharp training, we're going to run through how to create an unbreakable mindset. And I'll tell you a little bit of a story, right? For a long time, just going to take a drink of water. For a long time, I didn't really have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, or even a mindset that would stand the test of time, let's say. I'll say I have that now, down to all the personal development, the discipline, the habits, and what I've managed to kind of create in my life. But what you need to realize is that if you're someone who is inherently negative, pessimistic, doubts himself, has anxiety, mental health issues, your mindset is everything. A transformation happens from the neck up. If you really want to have huge, huge results personally, professionally, physically, and psychologically, building an unbreakable mindset is absolutely key. So you have to start with honesty. I think when it comes to having a clear head, one that is calm, confident, one that you actually trust, your dialogue has to be absolutely paramount. And if you're honest enough with yourself to really realize and recognize, are you acting like the person you want to be? Or are you filling your mind with ridiculous junk, clutter, porn, social media, doom scrolling, negative forms of news, insights to problems that are happening in the world? Are you always someone who reads or even consumes the wrong content? Like, you have to be honest with yourself, because like, your diet is not just what you eat, but it's what you consume mentally as well. And if you can honestly step back and look at yourself, because a lot of guys think, no, I've not got any mental health problems, I've not got a bad mindset. It's like, people who say that probably do, because I'm honest enough with myself to say, yeah, I do have a bad mindset sometimes. Like, even through all the personal development and training and discipline that I have, I sometimes slip back into a negative state. But those guys with the biggest egos, the biggest barriers, tend to have the worst mindset, because they think they're better than they actually are. So you have to be honest with yourself. And if you really look at your relationships, your love life, your body, how good really is it? You know, a lot of guys say, I've got a great relationship with my partner, when in reality they're fighting and having, you know, rows every single second night, you know, staying up too late at night, stressing about things, have financial anxiety, whatever it may be. So you've got to be honest with yourself and maybe write a little laundry list down on a bit of paper and just write down all the things that cause you to stress out and have maybe a poorer mindset than, quite frankly, you'd like. Because a lot of the things that you think are normal are not normal. Arguments, anxiety, feeling this way, it's like, it doesn't need to be like that. You shouldn't feel that way all the time, you know? So if that's the case, we do need to kind of nip it in the bud and first and foremost lead with honesty. You got to be real with yourself every single day. And if you wake up in a little bit of a funk, how can you get out of that funk? You know, what do you do in terms of your morning process to elevate your state and your frequency and get above yourself? Because for me, I always do cardio first thing in the morning. I read personal development books, I journal, I plan my day. I do a lot for my mindset so I can be real enough with myself to know that I'm doing the necessary steps to move forward with generating better, more kind of consistent positive mental attitude. So when you're real enough with yourself and you kind of don't let life design how you feel, you design it by how you make yourself feel, then you're going to be someone who elevates past the short-term feelings of inadequacy or doubt or fear or anxiety. Like, that's what fear is at the end of the day. It's like false evidence appearing real. And when you create or manifest negativity into your life because you're waking up late, snoozing your alarm, having a wank in the morning, doom scrolling TikTok, eating a shit breakfast, and then just rolling out to work, of course you're going to have a negative mindset. So it's about flipping that and being real enough with yourself to change that. You've got to stack wins every single day. First and foremost, look at your life, look at your routine. Kind of touched on a wee bit there, but how many wins are you stacking at every little chunk of the day? For me, wake up on my alarm, first time, easy. Take a piss, wash my face, weigh myself in, hydrate, caffeinate, journal, read, cardio, mobility. I've already stacked 10 wins within the first hour of my day. That's more than some people stack in their entire week. You know, and that's only in the first hour of a day, one day. Done, imagine, every single day for 365 days, the days that you train, days that you eat really well. But you need to be able to stack wins with the little, simple, basic things and not deviate from that path. It's about stacking win to win to win to win. And if you have a little loss in there, you've got more wins than L's. You've got more W's than L's. And it's like, it's about the accumulation of those little wins over time. It's going to allow you to shift your mindset and think more positively. It's only people who lose and people that suck and people who don't take responsibility for their life that, quite frankly, feel negative emotions because they know they're not doing the right things for themselves. It's as simple as that. Because when you break trust with yourself, right, you're pretty much telling not only who you are now, but the future version of yourself, everyone around you, that it's okay to let yourself down. It's okay to not do what you said you were going to do. If you said you were going to eat protein with every single meal and veggies with every single meal, and you don't do that, you're pretty much telling yourself, it's okay not to listen to myself, so I'm just not going to do that anymore. And your brain will check out. That's called cognitive dissonance. It's when you're not acting as the person you want to be, you're acting as someone who you used to be or someone that you're not even worthy of, or sorry, someone that you don't even want to, like, you know, identify as, almost, you know. So you've got two people, you currently and the person that you want to be. You currently is not who you want to be. You in the future is maybe who you want to be, but you have to act like the person who's already there. Build trust to get closer and closer and closer. And the consistency of doing this and stacking these wins and not breaking trust and always following through and doing what you said you're going to do is going to do so much for building a positive, unbreakable mindset. Trust me, I used to smoke weed, and any time I said, I'm not going to smoke weed anymore, but then I came and smoked weed, I used to beat myself up massively. Whereas when I just hit it off and said, no, no more weed, I started feeling a lot more confident because I was just able to say no. And that's a massive superpower that a lot of people lack. So be happy with the basics on the high level. Your hydration, your nutrition, your training, your steps, your sleep, your wake-up time, like those things, honestly, the process, it doesn't need to be super sexy, but when you do them really, really fucking well on a high level, consistently over time, you will notice that you have a humongous shift in terms of your psychology, how you speak to yourself, how consistent you are, the results that you get. You feel so much better because you're controlling the basics on a high level. It's about controlling the controllables really fucking well, and that's what makes you an operator of a savage fucking mindset. You got a forced challenge daily. This could be little things like leaning into tough conversations, saying no to friends that want you to come out for midweek beers. This could be pushing yourself harder in the gym, doing that extra kilometer in the treadmill, running that extra little bit of distance, pushing the calories in the ski erg, the bike erg, the rower, adding weight to the bar, whatever, but force challenge daily. When it comes to diet, if you're feeling hungry, go feel hungry. Allow yourself to feel hungry. You're not going to fucking die. You know, and it's like, stop giving yourself cheats, stop giving yourself copes. It's like not going to work for you. If you want to change, you have to work fucking hard for change. You have to force challenge daily if you want to be successful and build a solid mindset. Because every time you lean into that challenge, you don't shy away. What happens? You get results from doing the hard work that nobody else wants to do because only you can fucking do it. How mad's that? Crazy, isn't it? Renounce vices. If you smoke, if you drink, if you watch porn, if you stay up too late, if you eat junk food, let regret be your biggest guideline. If you know that doing these things is pulling you away from your goals and makes you feel worse, say goodbye to them. They do not serve you. You do not need to be doing them. Build a lot of that discipline up and learn how to have some fucking willpower and self-respect. None of that stuff is serving you, and it is only pulling you further away from your overarching goals and results. Create the man you want to be daily. So again, identity is absolutely key. If you have a clear understanding of how that man eats, trains, sleeps, dresses, shows up, has habits, like if you act like that person, just literally like everything you want is already inside you. You already know what you need to be doing. So it's about creating that identity and thinking that's what I want to be, that's who I'm going to be, and then just start acting like that person. And you will notice very, very quickly that your confidence starts to build, your mindset starts to forge, and you become more resilient in life because you're now acting in accordance with the identity of who you believe is successful because of the 2.0 version of yourself and what you want to be. It's very, very simple, but very hard to do if you're not willing. You know, success isn't just going to fall in your lap. Having a good mindset is not going to fall in your lap. It takes time and it takes work. Live true to your purpose. If your purpose right now is to be in shape and you're not acting like the person who is in shape, you're going to be out of alignment with your values, identity, integrity, and that's going to corrode self-belief and trust, and that's going to lead you to make poor behaviors and decisions and doubt yourself massively. So if your purpose is to be a healthy, strong, fit man who shows up daily and does the fucking work, and you're showing up as a weak, soft, fat loser who shies away from waking up on time, going to the gym, and bitching out and saying yes to the pies, the pints, and the cakes, then of course you're not going to be a confident person. You know, you might be a funny guy, but you're not going to be confident. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to feel shit in how you look and how you dress, the clothes you wear. So it's about understanding your purpose and being true to that every single day. And that's how you build a really fucking solid mindset. You gotta make life harder for yourself. Like, so many guys have such an easy, airy-fairy, little pussy bitch life. Wake up when they want, eat whatever food they want, go to bed when they want, clock into work, don't really do that much work, never go to the gym, never challenge themselves, never ask girls on dates, never cold approach, never save money. Like, make life hard for yourself, put constraints in place, do hard things regularly, with rigor, and watch what happens. Once you put the pressure on yourself, you'll change, because pressure makes fucking diamonds, bros. You need to realize if you make life harder for yourself, you will really start shifting the gears when it comes to building a solid mindset. Cultivate solid levels of edge. This is what I think a lot of guys lack. They're maybe like low test, kind of poor mindset, anxious. They behave strangely in social situations. They're a lot of Fortnite geeks. But you have to have edge, man. This could be how you dress, how you speak, how you articulate, how you train, the cardio you do, but you've got to have that kind of cold edge to you. Because even you're like, you've got a shit mindset, you're everyone's bitch, and you've got a good mindset, you're your own king, you know? And that's what I want to breed here. I want to have a gang, a fucking army of kings, soldiers, leaders, not little soft peasants that are, you know, have no edge and can't lead from the front, and aren't willing to have tough conversations and speak about what really fucking matters. You know, so having that edge comes from all the other stuff that I've mentioned. You have to create it, and you have to be sharp and straight to the point with everything you do if you really want to be successful and have a solid mindset. And the belief, right, that begins when you let it. A lot of people doubt themselves because they have nothing, no evidence, no proof to show who they currently are. A lot of people doubt themselves because they don't have the evidence to prove to themselves that they are who they say they are, right? That's what I'm trying to say here. And if you don't believe in yourself and you doubt yourself, it's because you've got no proof that you can do basic things. So that's why I'm always going to tell you to hammer self-development. Try some habits, you know, read 10 pages of a book a day, drink 4 liters of water a day, hit your steps, hit your protein, eat more whole food. Like, show yourself you can do little things at a really high level, and then you're going to start backing yourself so much more, and that's when you're really going to build momentum. And that's what you do, guys. So stay savage, stay sexy, keep on doing the fucking do. Hope these little short, sharp trainings just give you a wee prompt to think differently. I'm really tired this morning. I can't wait to go train. We'll see you in a little while.